Good evening, dear listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment. Happy Heroes Day. It is 26th of August, 2025. And as it has always been the case, we are moving forward with our program, that is Business and Economic Segment. For those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is a platform that we discuss business. It's a platform that we discuss economy. It's a platform that we discuss issues related to bread and butter, and also issues related to national and indeed economic development. We are indicating to you that in terms of national and economic development, we are looking at issues of political communication. What is the relationship between communication and also what is the relationship between political communication and implementation? Where have we been for the past, 35 years?
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
USAFE prices on groceries are still the best in town. 4 kilos of real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just $189.99 Namibian dollars. 84 grams of Robertson's chicken spice, just $13.99 Namibian dollars. Knorr soup of all variants, just $5.99 Namibian dollars each. 700 milliliter Wellington's tomato sauce, just $25.99 Namibian dollars. 2 liters of Right Brand sunflower oil, just $68.99 Namibian dollars. And 2 kilogram bag of Pasta King elbow pasta, just $44.99 Namibian dollars. Save big at USAFE.
We've been for the past, 35 years. What are the things that we have done well? What are the things that we have done well? And also, what are the things that we need to work on? Because this is where we sit down, have a conversation, and come up with interrogating of critical issues, critical matters. And we are also here to educate and inform all Namibians, especially when it's coming to issues of economy, issues of politics, because, politics and economy is one thing. There is no politics without economy. That's why what is happening at the political front has an impact on the economic front, and also vice versa. What is happening on the economic ground has an impact on the politics of that nation. And yeah, before we go into the conversation for today, it's always very important. It's always very important to look at how you get connected with us, You can connect with us at Eagle FM Namibia. Connect with us on Facebook, on X, Instagram and LinkedIn. Share and like our page. That is the only way that you'll be able to get your economic insight. That is the only way that you get your economic input. We are going to update you on what is happening on the economic front, and also what are some of the new development in terms of national, regional, and continental affairs. And interestingly, this is not only a platform. This is not only a platform that we look at one-directed conversation. That's why we are always indicating to you that we are accommodative of views and inputs, particularly based on the conversation that we are having. So make sure that you share and you like our page, Eagle FM Namibia. Like us on Facebook, on X, Instagram, and indeed on LinkedIn. The other thing is also that we have The Villager newspaper. We have an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. We have an e-paper that is coming out every Monday, every Wednesday, and every Friday. And get the luxury of accessing our e-paper. Get the luxury of accessing our e-paper, because that is where you will be able to get your insight. That is where you will be able to get your economic insight, and also issues that are related to food security, issues that are related to development, issues that are related to governance, and issues that are related to artificial intelligence and also technological development. So, get access to the Villager newspaper, like and share the page of the Villager newspaper, and you will never miss out, especially when it's coming to economic information, economic insight. We are always indicating to you that if you're an academics, you are a researcher, you are a lecturer, you are a student of international relations, student of governance, student of international law, student of trade, student of economic, business, statistics, finance, agricultural economics, and everything that is related to bread and butter, make sure that you use the Villager newspaper as one of your sources, and also a source of information that will allow you to expand your thinking. It also allow you to expand your research capacity. So, dear listeners, apart from the Villager newspaper, if you find yourself in a situation that you are not able to get connected with us, particularly from a normal radio frequency, we have Eagle FM app. We have an app that you can download from App Store or Play Store. Just go to your App Store or Play Store. You download Eagle FM Namibia. And when you open that app, you are automatically listening to the programs which are on air. And you can also be able to listen to the previous programs. That is through podcast. And yeah, apart from that, we also have Imba app. Imba app is an app that is a digital version of a hymn book. It's an app that is a digital version of a hymn book. That's why we are always indicating to you, that Imba app is an app which can assist you if you do not have a hymn book. If you do not have a hymn book, make sure that if you don't have a hard copy hymn book, you don't need to worry. You can be a pastor. You can be somebody who is called to attend an important event. It can be graduation, can be wedding, can be unfortunate, but life events such as the funeral, memorial services. Do not scratch your head when you do not have a hymn book, because we got you in the context that you can access Imba app just by downloading it, put it in your phone, then you get access to that. And the other thing is also that you can market with us. Do your advertisement with Eagle FM. Buy airtime. Then you'll be able to advertise your products. Because we are indicating to you that money spent on advertisement is money on your way back. Money spent on advertisement is a good investment, because we have access. To large number of clients. You have access to potential clients, not only in Namibia, but in the entire world, because we speak about the world of digitalization. If we are speaking about the world of digitalization, that is now the platform that will allow you, will give you access to critical, credible, and also rich information and people also. Yeah, that's why when you advertise with us, we pass the mark of 250,000 followers on Facebook, and we continue to engage people in terms of economics, in terms of development. That's why when you market with us, all those CEOs, all those business researchers, all those governance researchers, They will be able to get that, opportunity also to connect with you. They'll be able to get that opportunity also to connect with you. Just, make sure that, you advertise with us, and you will never lack anything in terms of business and also in terms of, clients. And yeah. Today, we are going to speak about Heroes Day. Heroes Day, what are some of the things that we have to learn from Heroes Day? and also how can we interpret Heroes Day, particularly looking at the current situation that we are in, and also how can we use Heroes Day as a form of motivating Namibians, and also as a form of looking at or critically analyze that day. Why Heroes Day? Who are Namibian heroes, and what are your heroes in business? So that's why the topic for today, we are going to look back in history. We're going to look back in history and also try to interpret the meaning of our Heroes Day. Heroes Day today is celebrated in Zambezi region, and it's traced back to 1966. It's traced back to 26 August 1966. When Southwest Africa Liberation Army engaged for the first time, came face to face, one on one, with South African security forces. And it was a showing of commitment and also showing of bravery. That's why at the business and economic segment, we are also touching at that sector. It's an event, it's a historical event which affects politics, affects also the economy, and with also came about as a result of different visions, different intentions, particularly from the Namibian side, as those who came to fight for the liberation struggle of this country had only one mission, that was freedom of the country and a total freedom of Namibia from political, social, and economics, and also freedom that, celebrated by everybody, freedom that is celebrated by everybody. So that is why when we speak about business and economic segment, we are also going to look at that intention, and we're also going to analyze after 35 years, what do we have, and also what are some of the areas that requires us to work hard, and also to make sure that, in terms of business, in terms of development, we do not put down those the visions of those who came before us, the visions of those who came, to fight for this country, and make sure that we pass the torch on. And we also make sure that we participate in this economic development of the country. And it's also the platform that, in this regard, particularly when it's coming to Heroes Day, it's also a time that we appreciate. We appreciate those who contributed to the struggle at all the means. And also we appreciate those who had good intentions, who form connections, who also supported Namibia, because when the country is under threat, people of different colors, they have to unite. Now we are going to talk about analyzing the Heroes Day, and we are also going to relate it to the war that we have currently, that is an economic war. Who are the heroes of the Namibian economy? Who are the heroes of Namibian economy? Are we united like how we were united during the years of 1966, or we have now, we are fighting differently, although we are fighting the same thing. So that is also some of the things that we need to look at. Yes, let us continue with business and economic segment. As today we are discussing Heroes Day, especially from post-1990. The foundation has been established in 1966. The foundation has been established. War differentiate men from coward. War differentiate men from coward. It differentiate also weak men from strong men, because it's not about the masculinity. It's not about the shape of your body. It's about your fighting spirit. It's about your fighting spirit, because if you look at those who became top military commanders in Southwest Africa, Liberation Army, and also those who came top generals in the People Liberation Army of Namibia, these are not the people that, when you look at them, are masculine. These are not the people that build heavily. These are the people with a strategic mind. These are the people with a strategic mind who thought beyond the battle, who thought beyond the battle. So now, especially today, when you are discussing Heroes Day, what are some of the things that you need to learn? What are some of the things that we need to learn, especially from heroes, and who are our heroes, particularly post 1990? Because remember, every century, every millennium, every decade, there is a different mission. Every generation, they have their different mission. And every generation have their own heroes. Every generation have their own heroes. The generation of 1930s, 1928, the generation of founding father, and the generation of the Kahumba Kanduras, the Toivo Toivo, them have their own mission. The generation of 1934 onward, they had their own mission. The generation of 1974, they have their own mission. Now, when we are speaking about Heroes Day, who are your heroes post 1990? You need to ask yourself that question. And what are some of the lessons that we need to learn from those heroes? Who are our economic heroes? Who are our economic heroes? Who did well in terms of drafting Namibian economic plan and also implementing them? Who are economic heroes? Or we are only waiting to be called hero when we went to war? It's not possible, because we are faced with our own battle now. We are faced with our own battle, which is a battle that was half completed when we got our independence. That is a battle for economic emancipation. So the question that we need to ask yourself, is that, as those who fought for the liberation of this country, as those who, fought for the liberation of this country in 1966, particularly those, even at the time where people did not have weapons, go and do your research, how many PPS submachine guns Southwest Africa Liberation Army had. Then you understand that it's not about the strength of your firepower, but it's about the spirit. There were also those, especially, who are well noted in the history of our country, who were firing helicopters with bows and arrows, the likes of Kahumba Gandora them. Then you'll be able to understand that it was about the military, it was about the spirit and also unity. Now, in this era that we are in now, how are we, as young people, as adult, as an advanced, person in terms of age, how are we doing? What can we learn from Heroes Day? Are we heroic enough to fight the economic battle? I was listening to the president's speech today. And one of the things that she stated is that it's unity. It's unity among Namibians. That is a very strong thing, because it doesn't matter where you come from, doesn't matter your color, your height, your age, your economic background. It's about unity on facing an enemy and also accomplish the goals which are set, because as they do a military strategic plan on how to attack the enemy and liberate the country, in the same way, we do our economic strategic plan. It's the same way. We have our NDPs, our vision 2030 RMB prosperity plan. Then the question that we need to ask ourselves is that how many battles did we win? How many battles did we win in terms of the economy post 1990? How many battles did we win? Yes, there are those battles that you cannot acknowledge, especially when it comes to literacy rate. Namibia have increased beyond 80% of literacy rate. People will be able to read and write. In terms of basic education, Namibia did well. You'll be able also to understand. Those are some of the battles that we won. But the battle of emancipating people from mental slavery, the battle of emancipating people from mental slavery, the battle of inferiority complex, the battle of unemployment, the battle of food security, the battle of energy, the battle of corruption, and also the battle of, industrialization, the battle of financial proliferation. Because remember, rules applies. Although the battlefield has changed, or the new enemy came in, how are we doing? Who is heroic? The reports are saying we are not coherent with what we are planning. It means that what the commander is saying is not what the colonels are saying on the ground. And what the colonels are saying is not what troop commanders are saying. And what troop commanders are saying is not what political commissars are saying. And also those who are at the front line. So as we are celebrating 26 August 1966, we must be able to understand that although we won the military, we won the political battle, we are still struggling with our economy. That's why let us take some of the principles, the guiding principles that was used. Let us take some of the thinking. When people were in the jungle, let us learn from those who were fighting to say, what were they fighting for? What were their fighting spirit? Because these people, records are there. These people were united. They were united to that extent, and they had just one mission. Well-defined vision. And I think credit must be given. The late founding father was a good military leader, because he sold the vision very well, even from the younger age of 30. He sold the vision very well. And he also made sure that people understood where the vision is going. On top of that, he also made sure that you can't go to war without resources. He made sure that he built partnership allies. He communicated very well to allies and also understand how things are being done. He made sure that his military personnel were capacitated. Toughest military training that we're scared of. But now, in the current context, is our vision sold correctly? Do we have right training to fight the battle? Or we are going to do, or we are going to work according to what exists saying to say, you can't go to a gunfight with a knife. Do we have right tools to fight the current battle that we have of economic independence, sustainability, economic sustainability, economic development, mineral beneficiation? Do you have the right tool? Or we are still using AK-47 to go to the war where people are using drones and sophisticated cruise missiles? Do we have right tools? Do we have right tools to fight the battle of today? Are we united? Are Namibian people united? Are we united? Are we united? Are from the family structure, the community, the constituency, the region, at the national level, are we united? Are we united within our different political parties? Are we united within our church groups? And you're asking yourself, how are we going to win if we are not united? How are we going to win this thing of unemployment, these things of, corruption, food insecurity? How are we going to win these things? Because we will continue to discuss these things, we will continue to speak. But there are questions that we need to ask ourselves to say, yes, today is Heroes Day. What do we mean when you talk about a hero? And I like also looking at people, the unrecognized people who put effort to raise Namibian flags. You have musicians, you have boxers, you have athletes, you have best doctors in the world, the Dume, the Dr. Dume them. Are we recognizing these people? Because history taught us that in most cases people are celebrated when they are dead. But things have changed. Are we appreciating these people that we have, that, we got? We are appreciating them. We have talented musicians. We have talented boxers. We have talented economists. Are we appreciating the heroes that we have? The people that are advising us and we are not listening. Are we celebrating these people? Because although we are not winning today, there is a clear vision to say there are areas where we are going to win. So, yes, we are continuing with business and economic segment. Today we are asking questions. We are asking questions to say, who are our heroes? What battles are we faced with? What principles are we applying? Especially looking at the current battles that we are facing. And we are faced with a lot of battles. However, what is our vision? Our vision is to get the Namibia that we want. Is to get the Africa that you want. How is the coordination between the institution of the states, the coordination between the institution of private sector? How is the coordination between faith-based organizations? Are the faith-based organizations in Namibia working together to achieve the greater good of the Namibian people? Are the civil society organizations in Namibia working together to achieve the greater good of Namibian people? Well, they are still fighting themselves, where we are faced with the immediate, war of economy. It's an economic battlefield that we need to look at. And what are some of the lessons that we learn from these heroes? What are some of the lessons? We know the battle was not even. The battle was not even. We have more than 6 helicopters. According to the different historians. And on the ground, we have a few pistols and also a few PPS, some machine guns. And you have people with bows and arrows, and you also have people with, pangas, spears, and some with sticks. But what is a differentiating factor? The differentiating factor is that it's not about what you have. It's not about your firepower. It's about your fighting spirit. Because that was the beginning to say, I'm able to shoot and I'm able to engage you. That is it. It was the fighting spirit that brought these people together. And also unity of purpose. That's why history is there to teach us where we came from. And the present has to interpret the history to understand what will happen in the future. Interestingly, the future doesn't exist until you get it. And the future of yesterday is today, and it's the only day that you know. And it's the only day that you know. For you to get to tomorrow, you must understand history. Now, what are some of the lessons that we have learned from those heroes? Because I have asked a question to say, are we united as Namibians? Are we united as young people within different political parties? You know, I was lucky to travel around Namibia and see different towns. I see various youth institutions. And one thing which came into my mind is also to ask to say, yeah, what generation are we in? What, period are we in? Because when you look at the structure of Namibian young people, you have different sectors and subsectors and sections within the broader Namibian youth. However, we are all faced with one problem. Go to any political party. Any political party. Look at their youth wing. How united are these people? Because there are always levels. There are always levels. And it's betraying the struggle for the young people. It's betraying the struggle for the young people. It's betraying the vision for the whole Namibia. Yeah, that's why we must make sure that when we are celebrating this thing, because you know, for somebody that you just asked to say what happened 26th August, but just say, no, we're going to celebrate 26th August. But what is the history behind that? People fought. What were they fighting for? Go to the root cause. Why do you think people left their mother's house for 30 years? Some they did not see their parents anymore. Some came back without legs, without arms, without ears, eyes. Some came back disabled. Some came back not functioning well or not reasoning. Why do you think people did that? It's because they were faced with a bigger elephant than tribe. They were faced with a bigger elephant than tribe in the room. They were faced with a bigger elephant than race. And they were faced with a bigger elephant in the room than, dialects, than geographical location, than economic background. Some people were living a good life. Some were teachers, educators. Some were, nurses. Some were school principals. But they decided to make sure that the elephant in the room require everybody to be armed and face the enemy hands on. Now the question is that, when you are celebrating 35 years of independence, what is that we did not do right? What is that we did not do right? What is that we did not do right? And the president today, she made very strong remarks, especially to say, no, corruption is betraying the Namibian people, those who were supposed to receive those who were supposed to receive opportunities. They are being betrayed. They are being betrayed because that is corruption. And she called it a treason today. And she also indicated that she's very sick of fighting. There is tribal fights here. There is fights in this institution. People are punching each other here and there. The corporate fight becomes so intense, very complicated and chaotic. When are we going to be united? When are we going to be united to make sure that we get the Namibia that we want? Or we are only good at fighting military battles? Who is hindering the current active, energetic young people to become the foot soldiers of economic emancipation? Because the war that we are faced with now, it's not the war that you fight with an AK-47 or with a PPS submachine gun or a Makarov pistol or a Katusha or a company machine gun. This is not the war that we are fighting with those weapons. This is a war that requires good assessment. It's a war that is required right education. Not European education. Right education. This is a war which is requiring. This is a war which is, requiring. Invest at least 5% of the GDP to research and development. Because the war that we are faced with now, it's the most difficult war. And understand that strategy, we have a good strategy. We have a strategy on the table. But is our military understanding the mission? And in this case, when I'm saying our military, I mean those people who are given weapons to fight the economic war. Do we have a good relationship between our soldiers of economic emancipation? Do they understand what the commander is saying? Commander is saying mineral beneficiation, you are middlemen getting the envelope under the table. How are we going to reach, how are we going to reach our intended goal? And the commander is saying we are too few to be poor. You are not giving information to another person. How are we going to reach that goal? How are we going to reach that goal? And the commander is saying no one should feel left out. You are excluding people from the list of tenders, list of interviews, list of everything. So these are some of the things that we need to emphasize on, because we only think of heroes as those who took AK-47 assault rifle and go to the battlefield, but failing to understand that anything which is a threat to human life require people to get united and fight. That's why we're indicating to you that in terms of where we are now, we need to reassess ourselves. And it's a very good thing that we got a new commander-in-chief, that is our president. She is making good moves. But the question is that, how are we going to succeed? How are we going to succeed? Because the success of National Development Plan Number 6 does not depend on the president alone. That's the one thing that we need to be very clear. And you need to make sure that you are moving closer to that. And if you are not, we'll continue discussing about these things. We'll continue to be here. And we'll continue to speak about what we are speaking about, and we are not doing anything. So dear listeners, you are listening to Erimon. You are listening to business and economic segment. You are listening to business and economic segment with me, David Nshombe. And today we are discussing the aspect of Heroes Day, and how can we relate it to our current situation? Who are our heroes today? Who are the people that we are getting good examples from? From politics, from the economy, from the business front, from health sector, from we spoke about business, from health sector, sport. Who are our heroes for today? And what is the main battle, what is the main war that we are faced with? Because war did not stop at independence. We won the political freedom. But are we getting the economic freedom? How is the arrangement of our SMEs, for example? And the SMEs in this economic war, SMEs should not be treated as mercenaries, but they must be treated. They must be treated as frontline soldiers. And they are the last line of defense also. They are the front line, but they are also the last line of defense. Because the treatment of SMEs in Namibia, they must not be treated like mercenaries in the war. These are our heroes. These are the people who are going to lead industries. But are they capacitated? Thank you to the new administration. There is the National Youth Fund. The question is that you have resources. Are these resources going to be used effectively? Are those who are entrusted with those resources going to utilize these resources effectively? You know, it's like, you are given fund to go and buy weapon to fight a war, which in this case is economic war. Are those people going to buy real weapons? Or they are just going to give us the second-hand one, or give us nothing, or bows and arrows? So, dear listeners, when we speak about business and economy, we cannot, and it's not correct, it's impossible. It can't be right when you speak about business and economics without history. Because as we indicated, for us to plan ahead, we need to understand where we come from. We need the background where we come from. We also need to learn what are those things that we did not do right. What are those things that we did not do right? And how can we move forward? Because, you know, in Namibia, in every battle, there are casualties. In every battle, there are also mistakes that are being done. And these days, you've been hearing about all these things around who did what. Who could what because of what. But what we need to understand is that what can we learn from that? There must be a lesson to say, in war, there used to be misinformation. There used to be backstabbing. Other people end up on the wrong side of history. But yes, it's fine. That is history. What can we do for the today of tomorrow? What can we do for the today of tomorrow? Because the present of today, was yesterday's future. The present of today was yesterday's future. And today is tomorrow's yesterday, if you understand what I'm saying. What I'm trying to indicate to you that is that history have taught us, now we are at the current moment, how are we acting, moving forward? And I just want, especially when we are celebrating this 26th of August, Let us just not remember those who sacrificed their lives because of Namibia. Let us not just dance and give salutation, but we must also understand why people went to war and what lesson can we learn from them. That's why from a business and economic front, we need to make sure that who is our enemy? Are we the enemy of ourselves? Are we the enemy of ourselves? Who is our enemy? We have a lot of support. FDI is running into Namibia. But do you expect, and I don't want to put it, do you expect those who are coming from outside to help us win the war? We got technical training from Cuba during the war, from Soviet Union. We were fighting our own battles. They gave Namibia experts, they gave Namibia training officers and commanders to assist. But we are fighting our own battles. In terms of the economy, where are we? Who are the heroes of today? How is our economic game plan? Do we understand the vision of our president? Or we are just there saying, no, Mekuru is going to do what is good for us. Mekuru is establishing a vision. It's establishing a vision. Give directives to those who are allocating resources and expect us to make sure that we understand where things are going. Because when she is a commander-in-chief and we are supposed to make sure that we comply with that, in a democratic society, the structure of the governance structure is like this. You have policies on policies formulators. You have implementers. But most you have citizens who must understand where we are coming from, what we are lacking, why we are doing what we are doing. Why there is a National Youth Fund? Why there is a National Youth Fund, for example? To capacitate those young soldiers who got training but they couldn't get the opportunity to go to fight the economic battle. Because the weapons that they get, they couldn't get aligned with, the economic battlefield. And especially these days, when we, at the center of any development is academia, is education. The center of any development is education, especially when you are celebrating this 26 August Heroes Day. When we were comparing the battle for Namibia political freedom and economic freedom at that time with the current battles that we are facing, with the current war on the economic development that we are dealing with, or human development in general. When you are comparing that, at the center of that is academia. In war, they used to have training, ideological training, and also military training. Get ideological training, understand your vision, standing principles, military training, train in various tactics so that you will be able to come into the country and also fight. Those who were trained by Russia and in China, the guerrilla warfare, they train them because they know that Namibia environmental ground is like this, or Namibia military ground or environmental ground is like this. This is how soldiers will navigate. Now, you have universities. You have colleges in Namibia who are training people. Yes, they are trained. But do they understand the environment that they are going to operate in? How can you train a person to survive in snow when it's coming to live in savannah? Do you have realignment? The free alignment.
And you expect to have heroes if you are training people with less research done in the country. 90% of research is done in, 90% of journals, 90% of, internationally recognized, books, experiments are done outside. How do you expect to win? Because what you need to understand is that nobody solved the African economic and human development problem yet. And the lesson of economic theories that we are learning, yes, we must understand them for building a foundation and also understanding the background. But more need to be done to say why Africa is not progressing. Let's go in the field and do research about that thing. Why Africa is not developing in terms of human development. Why Namibia is at this point, although there is a lot of money which has been pumped. You know how much money was pumped in Namibia? Not a national budget, just from NGOs, funders, donors, assistants, how much money was pumped in Namibia? Is it the system which is not working? Because as we are celebrating these heroes days, we must respect those who were first on the battleground, who died for this country. And indeed, to go beyond fighting and understand why they were fighting. Because the fundamental aim was Namibia to be free, total freedom, where the economy is going to be in the hands of the indigenous. And also where minerals were being part of the songs. Okawe Nongopol, that is copper and copper and diamond, to be in the hands of the Namibian people and also benefit the Namibian people to have our own thing to add values to our resources. But the diamond that we have been singing now, and I think it will be an insult to those who died over this country when they were in those jungles, they were singing with copper and diamond. We have to liberate it and we have to patrol it. Not only patrol like your security patrol, it means to enjoy the country. But yeah, dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. Today we were looking at Namibian Heroes Day. What are some of the lessons that we can learn from the heroes, those who fought for Namibian freedom? What are some of the military lessons that we can learn also from the past? How we can also understand what was the vision of those who were fighting? Did we betray them? Are we still going to continue fighting for the freedom that they initiated? And how are we going to win our economic game plan, particularly on human development? How are we going to fight the issues of inequality? And also the issues of resource, value addition to our resources, the issues of youth unemployment, the issue of energy. How are we going to fight that? And also, how can we be united and also align our vision with the vision of the president? So, dear listeners, from me, David Shombe, good day, and enjoy your 26th of August, and do not forget, you can be the hero in this war that we are faced with, in these difficulties that Namibia is faced with. You can be a hero, but you cannot be a hero alone. You need the people that you are working with, you need advisors, you need people to take you through in the journey. And for now, bye-bye. I'm going to leave you in the good hands of Umtuma team. Bye-bye. Salute.
Early Morning Scoop. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at issues of economic development and also issues which are affecting our society. And yeah, looking at the Namibian context, there has always been, various views, especially when it's coming to national developmental priorities. There has been always criticism, especially when it's coming to political communication and also what is being implemented on the ground. And a lot of people have been asking questions to say, why Namibia have a lot of good plans? Why Namibia have a lot of political communications, but few to less when it's coming to implementation? Yeah, but for us to unpack this, I got into the conversation with a researcher in the issues of public sector and also governance. That is, of course, Andrew or Mr. Andreas Ngitira, just to help us unpack this conversation. Mr. Andreas, good morning, and welcome to Early Morning Scoop.
Yeah, good morning, David.
Yes.
And thank you for having me in the Morning Scoop.
Yeah.
And greeting all the listeners of Eagle FM.
Yes. Yeah, Mr. Andrew, it has been a long, there have been a lot of development, particularly after the 8th administration. Maybe before we go to the context of the conversation for today, what is your view and also what we have observed, particularly when it's coming to the 8th administration? What are they doing good and which area you think need more emphasis before we go to the main conversation?
Yeah, the picture of the administration is look okay. There is a major
Yes, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. We are looking at issues of economic development and also issues which are affecting our society.
Okay, we are now joined by Osha Mukoro, a alternative channel product analyst at FNB Namibia. Osha, thank you very much for making time for us this evening. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thanks. I'm doing very well, thanks, Andy.
Yes, and so today we're here to talk about financial inclusion, as we usually do here on Financially Included, brought to you by FNB Namibia. Let's start with an introduction of yourself and your role at FNB Namibia.
Yeah, my name is Osha Moruko, for those that didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. I'm born and bred in Windhoek, and I'm part of the FNB commercial team, really responsible for overseeing our cash best agent network.
Mm-hmm.
And our role really just involves in supporting agents, ensuring that they provide quality service and expanding our access to financial services across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in underserved communities.
Excellent, excellent. So speaking of financial inclusion, when you hear that phrase, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, so financial inclusion really in essence really means ensuring that, and I would like to put it more in the Namibian context.
Yeah.
It's really about, regardless of location, income level, and where you're from, that you have access to essential financial services.
Mm-hmm.
So with this said, it's really about empowering people to participate in the broader and the greater economy.
Mm-hmm.
So in really improving their livelihoods and building a better future. And really at FNB, this is just not it's not a goal, but it's a guiding principle that we live by.
Yeah. And so let's now get into the Cash Plus service itself. Please explain what it is to the listeners and how can they themselves become Cash Plus agents.
So yeah, no. Cash Plus really is a solution that provides banking services to areas where we have no banking presence.
Mm-hmm.
So banking presence such as normal brick and mortar infrastructure such as ATM and branches. So, and it really allows customers to be able to deposit and withdraw cash, but also allowing them to withdraw from their wallet and being able to also buy airtime and electricity.
Yeah.
And without needing to visit a branch or an ATM.
Mm-hmm.
So, and with this said, to become a Cash Plus agent is actually quite simple. And all you need is to have an existing FNB business account.
Mm-hmm.
You need to at least have your business should have at least.
Social with us on Twitter, Facebook,
Instagram, and LinkedIn, our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudia, with the Kirokaguna, Imatina, Omjo, Chicago Shafat and Anana, Nongishifa, Yai, Shuikemoshiwana, Iemoyao, Otaimbongo Tisamweni, Anagishifa, Yanamibia, Ombitom Banawa, Orangika, Seithanina, Omeguro, Nirantitoma, Yue, Yongishifa, Yokupitramo, Eagle FM Media House, Goe 20 Meha, Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimu po yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira selma, konora hita tuimu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oni aji. Eagle FM, the eye.